Wednesday, 9th of September. Lot's Daughters. Genesis chapter 19, verses 30 and 31. New International Version. Lot and his two daughters left Zoar and settled in the mountains. One day the older daughter said to the younger, "Our father is old, and there is no man around here to give us children, as is the custom all over the earth." Finally, we come to Lot's daughters. What a story! It's about the origin of the Moabites and the Ammonites, which would be very important for the history of Israel. But it's about more than just a historical lesson. Often, when we think of chapter 19, we remember Sodom and Gomorrah, and we want to stop there and forget the last section. But here's the lesson from verses 30 through 38. You can take God's people out of Sodom, but there still may be the spirit of Sodom in God's people. Which brings us to the expression, as is the custom all over the earth. The eldest daughter was thinking about their future. They chose to walk, not by faith, but only by sight. For as far as they know, all the men are gone. How are they going to have children? How are they going to have purpose? How are they going to extend their father's line? They get him so drunk two nights in a row, and lay with him, and produce offspring, unbelievably so, by their father. Do you recall when Lot was in a difficult situation? He wanted to preserve his guests, and so he's willing to give up his daughters. Now, his daughters are in a difficult situation. They want to preserve their lineage, and so they're willing to give up their sexual purity. The seeds of walking by sight, not by faith, always bring an unwanted harvest. Prayer thought, Lord, you have called us to walk by faith and not by sight.